again, very sorry to be a late time speaker, but I think I want to use this time that we are still having available to discuss the issue of the autonomy as it was raised by the Russian Federation when we call when we talk about definitions. I think one issue that we have to consider when we talk about definitions and characterizations is that it should be a definition that works for everyone and not just for one delegation. There is a specific problem when we take this notion that autonomy is absolute and that autonomy would mean that there is absolutely no human control. The problem, and this has been confirmed by many delegations, it has been widely discussed in the past, but also this week, is that a fully autonomous weapon system, first, by this very nature, creates problems with the implementation of IHL. Many of them, I cannot cite them all, accountability, responsibility, controllability, it's a large number, and per se should be prohibited under IHL. The second problem is that it's probably also not desirable to have a weapon that is out of control of the military that uses it. There are of course some specificities and maybe we lack a little bit of detail how such a fully autonomous weapon systems would work and what would be the aim or what would be the context in which it would be used. But if we take this as a generally or broad definition that we should use, it doesn't make, it just does not sound like a weapon systems that most militaries would want to use. This leads us also to the problem that if we come to this conclusion, if our definition is that laws are those absolutely autonomous systems and they per se would be prohibited under IHL, then the result of 10 years of discussions would be that laws are prohibited. And I don't think that this is the outcome that we could agree and also not the outcome that is desirable. We should have a little bit more delicacy and a little bit more detail. Thank you. But we will come back to that on Monday on the idea of negative and Friday, sorry. I could go on for 3 weeks. On Friday is the positive and negative obligations question. Our position is maybe a little bit complicated in that regard, that we are very much an advocate for positive obligations when it comes to human control. But in our view, they are also part of the prohibitions, so they are negative obligation at the same time. So it's black and white, it's quite diverse, it's positive and negative, how we see it. Thank you.